intro.
You see, Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time we come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Yup. You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna back.
Start to see from someone else's eyes?
Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Friday, October 29th, 2021. It's sort of a day, you know, with the Facebook Meta Platforms Inc. transition in view, it's sort of, I don't know, it feels like it's a weird day. Where I am, it's, the weather is sort of ominous, the sky is sort of ominous looking, it's overcast and rainy. It reminds me of that scene in the original 1982 Blade Runner, Rutger Hauer's improvised speech, you know, and the rain stripping off his face. That's where we're at. And is it, you know, these Philip K. Dick dystopian, you know, his novels inspired these movies, Total Recall, Minority Report, Scanner Darkly, Blade Runner, et cetera, et cetera. You know, replicants, bioengineered by this Terrell Corporation to work at space colonies. Do androids dream of electric sheep? Philip K. Dick. So, here we are. Fast forward. New Scientist article, March 2021, artificial life made in lab can grow and divide like natural bacteria. So, you know, without to sort of, I don't know, flesh out what I'm talking about. The original 1982 film, Ridley Scott, Blade Runner. From Wikipedia, starring Harrison Ford, Rutger Hauer, Sean Young, Edward James Olmos. It is an adaptation of Philip K. Dick's 1968 novel, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? The film is set in a dystopian future. Dystopian future, Los Angeles of 2019, in which synthetic humans, known as replicants, are bioengineered by the powerful Terrell Corporation to work on at space colonies. When a fugitive group of advanced replicants led by Roy Batty, Hauer, Rutger Hauer's character, escapes back to Earth, burnout cop Rick Deckard, Harrison Ford's character, reluctantly agrees to hunt them down. Dun, dun, dun. So, 2019, it's interesting, you look at all of these films and you go back and you know, see what the timeline was, you cross that with what Rick Kurzweil has written, for example, and you start to, I think, realize that this has not been, none of this has been accidental or coincidental, or, you know, these were the things that the folks like Buckminster Fuller told us about 70 years ago, but the public was just not prepared for this kind of stuff yet. So, without diving down that rabbit hole, back to this New Scientist article, March 29, 2021. again, the title, Artificial Life Made in Lab Can Grow and Divide Like Natural Bacteria. Synthetic cells made by combining components of mycoplasma bacteria with a chemically synthesized genome can grow and divide into cells of uniform shape and size, just like most natural bacterial cells. In 2016, researchers led by Craig Venter at the J. Craig Venter Institute in San Diego, California, announced that they had created synthetic minimal, quote-unquote, cells, the genome, and each cell contained just 473 key genes thought to be essential for life. The cells were named JCVI-SYN 3.0 after the Institute, and they were able to grow and divide on agar to produce clusters of cells called colonies. So they're creating synthetic life. It's not just that they want to subsume natural life. You know, I would just call it life, but I guess, you know, with everything these days, we have to be redundant to be specific and clarify. So maybe I'll get back into that in a second. Before I do, the issue of I want to play this other. Let's do the Jordy Rose thing first. We'll do a little bit of let me see. I'm going to grab the other. So, I think I already did this. Just to finish out what Jordy Rose said about this crazy nonsense. Jordy Rose, Kindred AI presents Superintelligent. Aliens are coming to Earth. We'll do that again. We've done it before. What's he saying? This is an extended excerpt. What, about 6 minutes or so, 6.5 minutes? So, Jordy Rose, in his own words, that segment of the, and this was a technology talk. Tech Vancouver posted this back in 2017. You know, your SETI dish, you get a message, and in 50 years or maybe 13, what would that be? 2030, oh yeah. Oh, yeah. So, a little bit of that. Give this a listen. And, you know, again, with all of this stuff in view, we'll get back to Craig Venter. We'll circle back to the Facebook thing, I think. So, here's Jordy Rose in his own words. Go ahead, please.
That was a warm-up for Kindred. So Kindred is much, much, much more ambitious than D-Wave. And what Kindred is trying to do is build real AI. So what you've heard about AI is not what we mean by AI. What we mean by AI is a software system that can do literally anything that a human can do. Literally anything. And obviously, computers are better at things than people in lots of different ways. So now imagine, not only can they do everything that a human can do, but they can do everything that the best human at any task could do better than them. So imagine there was the mental Olympics of the 100-meter dash, and Usain Bolt is the fastest person. Now imagine that's some kind of a mental thing, like writing a novel or writing whatever. Imagine now that the thing is so much faster than Usain Bolt. Like, for example, it's a spaceship, yeah? It's still doing the same thing, but it's doing it so much better because we're limited, because we're people. So what Kindred is trying to do is solve this problem. How do you build machines that are better than people at everything? Now, there's a mental block that we have here when we think about this. Because when you think about that, one of your questions might be, for example, what are the applications of this? So imagine this. Imagine, for $10, let's say, I could build a machine, like a little robot that had fingers and eyes and all that, and it could do your job better than you, no matter what it is, And I could sell that to your employer for, say, $15 and make a profit instead of having to pay you $100,000 a year. Now, imagine that was true for every single job. So that's what we're talking about here, is a complete and utter transformative change that of the likes of which has never been seen before in the history of humanity, making the Industrial Revolution look like a little tiny blip on the path that humans have taken from when we emerged from the ooze a few billion years ago. We are right on the verge of that transition now. So this guy, Rich Sutton, is one of the most famous people in the academic world of AI. And like many, when asked, when will this happen, he says things like this. 25% chance within 13 years of this thing that I'm talking about. You know, when you think about what is on the, what you read on the news, you know, CNN, BuzzFeed, whatever, they're all kind of the same nowadays. Think about how unimportant that thing is that you're reading if this is true. Yeah? So what does this have to do with aliens? So Sam Harris, who I quite admire, is a very interesting guy, was reciting this parable at a TED Talk that he was giving, and it goes something like this. So I'm the President of the United States. So I receive this message from the heavens. So my microwave dish, my SETI dish, finally captures something. And what it says is, in 50 years, or 13 years, we're coming to your planet. You got to be ready. Now just imagine what would happen if that happened. A super intelligent alien race beamed down a message to all of us Earthlings saying, we're coming July 13th, 2030, and boy, you better be ready because the mothership is landing right on the front lawn of the White House or wherever you wanted to land on that day. The amount of resources that would be marshaled to try to figure out what to do would encompass the whole world. AI is just like that. So when this thing that I'm talking about happens, it's going to be exactly the thing that you're thinking about those super intelligent AIs. So the one thing I can tell you is they're not going to be like us. So alien means, you know, different. These things that we're building are not going to be people. They might be really smart, they might be really good at all sorts of different things, but they're not going to be like us. They're going to be aliens. And they're going to be, I'm sorry to say, way smarter than every single person in this room in ways that we can't even comprehend. So this, of course, triggers a lot of alarm. One of the guys who talks about this is Elon, who says things like this, like, when you do this, beware. Because you think, just like the guy in the stories, that when you do this, you're going to put that little guy in a pentagram, and you're going to have your holy water out, and you're going to wave it at the thing, and by God, it's going to do exactly what you say, and not one thing more, but it never works out that way. So this is an attitude that some are having, this emerging alarmism about the way this is going to go. But these words, demons, doesn't capture the essence of what's happening here. I don't know if any of you are turn-of-the-century weird fiction fans, but there's this guy named H.P. Lovecraft, who's a very famous American weird fiction author. And he espoused a view which is called cosmicism. And the essence of cosmicism is cosmic indifference. So what he was saying is basically, yes, there are these massively intelligent entities out there, but they're not good, they're not evil. They just don't give a shit about you even in the slightest. The same way that you don't care about an ant is the same way they're not going to care about you. And these things that we're summoning into the world now are not demons, they're not evil, but they're more like the Lovecraftian great old ones. There are entities that are not necessarily going to be aligned with what we want. So this transition is really, really massively important for our entire species to navigate. And going back to that thing that Sam Harris was saying,
nobody is paying attention. This thing is happening in the background while people bicker about politics Actually, you know what? Can we play? Can you back that up like 5 seconds? We'll just play like to the 10-minute mark, please.
Gate. And going back to that thing that Sam Harris was saying, nobody is paying attention. This thing is happening in the background while people bicker about politics and what's going to be in the healthcare plan in the U.S. And underneath it all is this rising tsunami that, if we're not careful, is going to wipe us all out.
So on that pleasant note, he says, we're hiring. I think that Jordy Rose was being literal. We've talked about that every time that we play that clip. I don't like playing it. I don't want to scare people. I don't want to sensationalize it. I don't want to desensitize people to that. I think that he's being quite literal, and you see what's happening now, what is sort of the culmination of this stuff. I mean, the transition of Facebook to Meta Platforms Inc. is massive. You know, the term meta is in technology terms, it is an abstraction layer. You know, the CIA aspect of it, you know, Bill Binney, Edward Snowden, others have talked about how, you know, people say, I don't want the NSA, for example, spying on my data. And they say, well, you know, like Bill Binney has said, you know, we're not actually collecting unless we're looking at it. We're playing games with language, sophistry. But they say, you know, we're not actually concerned with the data itself. We're concerned with the metadata. And that's even worse. So, I mean, from a surveillance standpoint, Meta is worse. You know, you think about metadata. I've talked about this many times, going back to, for example, Paul Ohm's article or paper, Broken Promises of Privacy, responding to the surprising failure of anonymization. Metadata is more useful than the actual data, the abstraction layer. I've talked about, you know, Facebook's Open Graph and that kind of stuff. So, you know, in technology terms, metadata is data that describes other data. It's an abstraction layer. You know, taxonomy, for example, would be an example of metadata. What is this data about? And so, I guess, to put it simply, you know, the transition to the metaverse and the Meta Platform Inc. nonsense is just really, it really is emblematic of the dehumanization that we're being subjected to. And I mean, I made the point the other day from Jaron Lanier's "You Are Not a Gadget, a Manifesto," that, you know, as he says, if you believe in the singularity, then you might not design technology to serve people anymore, right? You might instead start designing technology for the grand events it might bring. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. What Jordy Rose said is what Facebook is transitioning to. All of these tech overlords are, there is this convergence of technological development that sort of centers around what Jordy Rose said. Last but not least, I want to throw this in just, you know, in the remaining moment here. Scott Klosowski, Digital Transformation of Humanity and Gaming. Digital Transformation of Humanity, oh yeah, and Gaming. We'll come back to that when we come back after the break. Stick around, and then we'll go to the phones. Be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me.
Welcome back. You know, we bumped Mr. Roboto at the beginning of the first hour. Sticks, Mr. Roboto. I've got a secret I've been hiding under my skin. My heart is human, my blood is boiling, my brain, IBM. Sounds like what Kurzweil wrote in The Age of Spiritual Machines, Chapter 11, 2029, direct neural pathways have been perfected to the human brain. I'll get to that in a second. First, there's Chapter 11. Scott Klosowski, 2016 Global Gaming Expo in Vegas. What does this have to do with slot machines and so forth? You know, Scott Klosowski, digital transformation of humanity. Oh, yeah, and gaming. Known for his unique perspectives on technology and business culture, Klosowski detailed how casinos can best align with new developments in technology, including the Internet of Things, wearable devices, big data, the cashless society. Wait, what? And cybersecurity, the cashless society, wearables. Scott Klosowski, in his own words. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. And the whole time I'm talking, there will be people that are on their devices. Now, they could be taking notes. Yeah. They could be tweeting, best speaker I've ever heard. Right? Who knows? But it's amazing how addicted we've become to these things already. Now, what we have to understand is this is just a first step. It's a first step. We're going to move from mobile to wearables to implantables. And I know it's a hard thought for some people to think about it. We're going to be implanting technology so that we can connect better to technology, but we will. But let's just talk about mobile for a second. Today, these devices are like outboard brains. So that's what
they're
psychologists
like
say.
Brains.
They're like outboard brains. So they do
right,
three things.
So... yeah. My heart is human. My blood is boiling. My brain, IBM. Kurzweil said, well, I'll just give you this. We'll do the phone thing. So from The Age of Spiritual Machines, published in 1999, Kurzweil, you know, forecasting the future. What could possibly happen? This was actually a roadmap. Chapter 11, 2029. What can we expect by 2029? Displays are now implanted in the eyes with a choice of permanent implants or removable implants, similar to contact lenses. Images are projected directly onto the retina, providing the usual high resolution three-dimensional overlay on the physical world. Oh, you mean like the Terminator type thing, or like a heads-up display in iRobot or something? These implanted visual displays also act as cameras to capture visual images and thus are both input and output devices. Cochlear implants, originally used just for the hearing impaired, that's what you thought it was all about, right? So grandpa can hear, grandchildren, and that poor little dog can hear now for the first time, are now ubiquitous. These implants provide auditory communication in both directions between the human user and the worldwide computing network. Direct neural pathways have been perfected for high bandwidth connection to the human brain. This allows bypassing certain neural regions, for example, visual pattern recognition, long-term memory, and augmenting or replacing the function of these regions with computing performed either in a neural implant or externally. A range of neural implants is becoming available to enhance visual and auditory perception and interpretation, memory and reasoning, etc., etc. But could we be offering ourselves up to total technological enslavement? Could it be that what Jordy Rose is describing, and he says these things that we're summoning are infinitely smarter than we, could it be that maybe there's a nefarious agenda? Maybe they've outwitted you and you have helped usher in the age of technological enslavement, subjugation, and annihilation of mankind? Is it possible? How can you rule out the possibility? Could it be that the master is in danger of becoming the subjugated slave? We'll go to the phones when we come back. Stick around.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Welcome back. So, Craig Venter said, now we have, we had a cell of one species outfitted with the genomic software of another. This is what, the tinkering that they've been doing. In a very short time, the cell converted into what the genetic software told it to do. There was no trace of the original species. So they converted, You know, he said every protein in the cell came from the DNA we'd inserted, so we completely converted one species into another simply by swapping out its software. And, these new species are patented. So, reflecting on all of this, alchemy, Andrew Marshall wrote an article published over at Nature titled, it's in the Nature Biotechnology section, The Sorcerer of Synthetic Genomes, published back in 2009. J. Craig Venter reflects on an effort spanning decades to create a living cell from chemically synthesized building blocks. And they patent these things, but, you know, it's built on building blocks that so you know, God is saying, get your own dirt. That's the old joke, you know. Chuck Missler used to joke about that because of this kind of stuff. You know, these guys like J. Craig Venter come to God and say, hey, we've created life, we can do the same thing, we create all of this stuff. And the point of this is, again, you know, I guess two things. I'll say this and we'll go to the phones. So there is the very real, very literal aspect of Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28. There's this character that says, I will ascend above the heights of heaven. I will become like the Most High. In other words, anything you can do, I can do better. And we're seeing that now with all of this counterfeiting of God's creation. And speaking of that, there's the other aspect to that. You know, this character doesn't seem to have much affinity for mankind, quite the contrary. So John 10:10 is in full effect. The thief came only to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, the thief came only to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. So there's a lot of stealing and killing that's been going on, and now it's the killing and destroying, it seems, that we're seeing. And, you know, to execute this on a mass scale requires our participation, our consent, which gets back to Aaron and Melissa's point in the trust game. To the phones, John in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thank you, Chris. You know, the reason that I sent you that video, I watched it, and there's some things that came to mind. First of all, I guess to begin at the beginning of it, we're familiar with the Alamantra working, the Babylon working, the attempt to open a rift. Well, this guy that made the synthetic DNA, they actually called it a working, okay? And they put their names, they actually encoded their names. I think it was 43 of his friends that were involved. Mm-hmm. They coded and encoded their names at a microscopic level, mm-hmm. smaller than DNA. So if it's ever put under a microscope, they know who did it. Mm-hmm. Now, what's also very interesting is that the guy that is considered to be, I guess, at the highest level of DNA genome altering is a guy by the name of George Church at Harvard. Mm-hmm. His name's not George Smith, George Jones, George Washington. It's George Church. That is literally talking about hacking the human genome or literally destroying God's creation. And his last name is Church. Is that not something strange?
Yeah.
And then one more thing, and I'll listen to your comments. We're talking about the vaccine, which is actually, according to Bill Gates, an operating system. So basically, the people that are getting the shot are being injected with an operating system. We've seen the importance and the desire for 5G because it's going to make you be able to download things quicker on your television and your phone will work better. We hear about the Internet of Things and what happened at the University of Washington back in about 2007 where they were so excited because they had the technology and ability to give everything on Earth its own unique identification number. Mm-hmm.
Yep,
IPv6. So my question to you, and I'd like to hear this from you. My question is, what if, purely speculation, what if the people that have received the shot, received the vaccination, received the operating system, are all fine and good, and then someone flips a switch when the time is right, 5G fires up, and they're all booted up like a bunch of automatons, RC robots. What do you think about that idea?
I think it's very possible. You know, again, getting back to Royal Rife's technology, that's, you know, it's interesting. When I listen to Craig Venter talk about what they did, you know, he says these cells lit up blue, which reminds me of the work that Rife was doing. But he says when we interrogated these cells, which is like, you know, what Aaron and Melissa Dykes talk about with Alan Turing. I mean, I mentioned the point that Jaron Lanier makes about how, you know, I believe so many folks have been misrepresented, including Alan Turing. And Jaron Lanier reminds us that Turing said, we're not in the God business, in simple terms. You know, we, as Alan Turing put it in his paper, in attempting to construct such machines, we should not be irreverently usurping his, capital H, God's power of creating souls any more than we are in the procreation of children. Rather, we are in either case instruments of his will, providing mansions for the souls that he creates, which sounds similar to what Jaron Lanier said they were doing or trying to do with virtual reality technology. But Lanier makes a great point of saying, this all, you know, all of this technology that we were working on has all been hijacked for this bizarre agenda of the singularity. And you can see that in, you know, Turing's work with the what Aaron and Melissa Dykes have talked about. You can see it, I would say, you know, with Rife's work that has been sort of hijacked by, you know, the J. Craig Venters of the world. And how it's always bent into this evil agenda when we interrogate cells. I mean, it's like, you know, the FBI stealing Tesla's work and saying, we'll take it from here. Or, you know, the Rockefeller contingent, Morris Fishbein, you know, stealing Rife's work and saying, we'll take it from here.
Well, I was away from the phone for a moment. I don't know if you mentioned, but in that video, he actually talked about the ability to self-replicate and destroy, basically destroy the host and and recreate a new life form. So, instead of regeneration, it's degeneration. It's just, it's the antithesis of God's desire and God's God's creation. They're destroying it. And unfortunately, the quote, fingers in the air church preachers are saying, well, you need to get your vaccination. Folks, I'm not saying it's the mark, but man, it's sure real close
to the line. Yeah.
Real close to the line. I would tell you with all my heart, I'm not going to tell. Well, I guess I will. If you have ears to hear, hear me. Don't do it. If you've done it once, don't do it again. If you can't hear what I'm saying, if I'm not speaking to your heart, I'm not speaking to your spirit, do whatever you want. But I have a desire that people hear me. I'll leave it at that. And it's funny because after I spoke to you about it, I wasn't looking for that. So I guess my phone is listening to me. And they're actually suggesting, I don't know. It's strange. I just came across that, and I thought, well, there's an answer to my question, because they're working on it, along with the fundamental vaccine to cure people of spiritual thought, heart, and desire, because we're not normal. We're defective, so they need to cure us.
Yeah, you got to.
Anyway, I'll leave it at
that. You got to have the right views.
I'd love to hear what others have to say about it.
Yeah, you gotta have the sanctioned views on those things. Thanks, John. Much appreciated, as always. Horrifying stuff. Back to the phones. Jenna in Washington, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to add in, it's not only find your dirt, but find your plants and fear not, because pharmacopoeia was all from plants. And I wanted to share on the metaverse that someone on Facebook, Julianne Romanella, she's saying, Tulsa, you know what? Your metaverse is managed by Unit 8200. And that's not a surprise, but this morning Jay Inslee had his announcement, his proud announcement, that Whatcom County Community College is partnering with Microsoft and creating cybersecurity programs in 150 different community colleges, 34 technical schools for the demand of cybersecurity, which can be related to managing the metaverse jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like his starting out. He's proud of this and how much money and energy, and they're directing that flow in that direction.
Everything it's like a giant black hole, and it's sucking everything into it.
Right. Along with the net zero belief system and the first electric airplane, Washington State leading the nation. And how well is that going to turn out? We can guess. But really, who's going to be traveling if it's everything's going to be downsized? Which, you know, the police, the military, everything is being reduced. And it seems like it's happening very fast. And just go on my soapbox of how fascinating the soils are and the research that we can come to and understand about soil quality and the benefits that it generates. Because even looking at water under a microscope has become really fascinating to me, and understanding negative and positive ions. I think everyone, for the most part, for the past 2 years, has learned so much more about chemistry and biology and the natural world, because we know that it's logical. It's pushed us even further to explore what we should already know, and relearning what we should already know about ourselves and how we manage our health and how we manage our lives, because this overreaching, ridiculous, global enterprise is just that, and there's no soul in it.
Mm-mm.
And I think it will fall apart, but, you know, trying to gather and get that information out. We've reached out to Cohen Jacobs in the Philippines, and he's like, I'll start a website. I want to promote understanding of how insipid this communitarian program is, just so that people can have a learning base. And that's a start, and it's just how do we organize internationally? I don't know. It's all going to be dependent on the metaverse.
Well, I would say, you know, in my humble estimation, I mean, basically you can't counterfeit the efforts of the devil and expect to beat him at his own game, so to speak. That's my perspective, and it's biblically oriented, I guess. That's kind of how my mind comes at it. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, the dream team kind of thing. Who knows? I mean, the only hope in my estimation is in the Holy Spirit. So that's the only antidote to what ails us. Whatever we each feel inspired to do along those lines is kind of my perspective. So that's...
Yeah, I agree.
Those are my thoughts. Anyway.
Great. Well, thank you, Chris. And I wish the listeners, everyone out there, the peace of mind to hear that message come through.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jenna. Much appreciated.
Bye. Mm-hmm. Bye.
So, yeah. I keep thinking of, like I said, that the closing monologue in the original Blade Runner, Tears in the Rain monologue is what it's known as. Anyway, back to the phones. Glenn in Philly, Glenn in Pennsylvania. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Chris. Hi. Yeah, just about the Mark of the Beast stuff. I'm just feel compelled to emphasize that I think the distinction between what we're seeing now and the Mark of the Beast is this idea of there being a public profession, an act of volition involved, a commitment. Okay, so like early Christians could be killed for not confessing Caesar is Lord. Early Christians did proclaim that they had baptism as an act of volition and public proclamation of identification with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Okay? And what's missing in all this, in terms of the Mark of the Beast, is it's going to be coupled with an act of submission and confession and public proclamation. You're taking of the mark. It does affect your ability to buy, sell, and travel and all that kind of stuff, but it will, at that point, it will be associated with a mark on the right hand or forehead, and it will be an act of submission and a confession of the Antichrist. So that's what makes it different. It's not so much the technology as the submission and the proclamation.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that per se, but, you know, again, my, I guess, caveat to that is, verse 13, and he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by means of those miracles, etc., etc. Verse 16, and he causeth, in the King James, he causeth. So,
well, it's true. Well, no, I mean, I'm not saying it's willing. Oh, yes, it's coerced. You're forced. I mean, the Romans could put a sword to your neck and say, you know, confess Caesar as Lord. And, yeah, there are consequences for not doing it. So I'm not saying this is a matter. It's, like, totally free will. It could be coerced. But it's like your confession or your life. And when somebody, you know, puts a sword, you know, lays you down on the guillotine and says, confess or die, you die. So, yes, it's definitely coerced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, all right, so, that's it. Just...
Yeah, I guess the what do you call it? The thought that should sort of, I don't know, to summarize what you're saying and what I'm saying, this is something to be very sober-minded about. I think that we've been reduced to a simple-mindedness that has us, you know, we in American society, we just don't realize how seduced we are. You know, that we, I mean, I tried to talk about it with the excerpt that I read from Thugs, Drugs, and the War on Bugs yesterday. This idea that, you know, I had a conversation about this yesterday. Conversation went kind of like, you know, I was talking about some of this stuff, and this person says, well, you know, I think we're starting to see more of these sort of alternative, you know, treatments, conversations happening and stuff. And I said, okay, so tell me, name one person who has adopted one of these so-called alternative treatments or protocols. And, you know, let's even go further than that, say who did that first instead of at the end of the allopathic community saying, hey, we can't do anything, we're done. And the response was, yeah, I get your point. I see your point. And so we are seduced into believing that we're going to live forever, and we have these ideas that we sort of entertain. And like Larkin, Texas reminds us, you know, we're not what we think, we're not what we say. Or believe or whatever, we are what we do, essentially. And obviously that translates, you know, from what we think and believe, et cetera, to what we do. But what are we doing? And basically, we're offering ourselves up on the altar of enslavement. And so the summary point from what you said and what I said, combination of that, is this is a sober-minded moment. It's a moment to be very sober-minded and to really take a step back and see where we're at and what the implications of that are. Because I think we're really there on the precipice of no turning back, so to speak.
Interesting. But and yet I think of all the generations who've come and gone, who've lived and died, the people who've been, we've been alienated from God by sin ever since the garden. Man has been living and dying. And it's all, God's criteria are always the same, you know. The sin is what separates us from him and each other and ourselves. And Christ is the solution. In the Old Testament, they were looking forward to Christ. Now we can look historically backward to Christ's advent on the earth and his sacrifice. And they look forward to his return.
Right.
So man has always had to deal with this question.
But when throughout history has there been such an opportunity on such a scale for evil essentially to reach directly into each and every man and woman on earth?
Quantitatively, yeah, it's huge, exactly, in terms mm-hmm. of timing, and yeah, it is, well, it's part of that last minute quick work. Everything, you know, everything's the evil are going to be very evil, you know, the good will be good, the repentant will be repentant, the judged will be judged, and it's going to happen on a grand scale, because there are 7 billion people on the planet. So we're
told, yeah.
Or whatever. Well, it exceeds and a number that is large in the extreme, to quote the Mark Twain character from a Star Trek episode. Mm-hmm. But, yes, in the extreme. But anyway.
Yeah.
Well, may God have mercy on us.
Thanks, Glenn. Much appreciated. Yeah, these are interesting times. To me, you know, just again to summarize the, you know, Meta Platforms Inc. transition. Facebook is now Meta Platforms Inc. It is a sort of detachment. It's kind of, you know, it's a signaling. It's a shot. It's a huge shot across the bow that signals, yes, we're going forward with this agenda, and it has nothing to do with the betterment of mankind. It is not in service to man. It is in service to an entirely alien agenda, if we can use that word. I would call it demonic. But crazy timing. I hope it was informative. I hope you have a great weekend. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you